This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Today is a bit more auspicious. We're in Mary and Tony's kitchen. Tony has been up since 6 o'clock making bread.
And it was a very nice bread. Lovely.
Bread. I haven't tried it yet. There you are. That's a high recommendation. But you're doing spicy lamb.
Yep.
And carrot sausage rolls.
Apologies to the McHenrys for doing lamb. Anyway,
probably should have played a bit of music in between those two. No, that's true. That's true. Come on in here beside us. And anybody wants to come in and have a wee look, come on in.
Right, John, minced lamb, and it's one of those things, it's quite, you know, it's quite hard to get, but you go to your butcher and ask, but I think we always tend to do the roast lamb, and then you forget about the cheaper cuts, and you know, it's a good way, and I'm going to do
sausage. And what's the paste that you mixed in with the lamb there?
That's just some, just curry paste, and then some cumin seeds, and then, John, breadcrumbs, and some onion, and mix that, give that a really good mix up.
So just curry and cumin and a paste and the minced lamb.
And there's some breadcrumbs because sometimes the lamb mince can be a wee bit fattier, so if you put the breadcrumbs it'll just stop it.
You can smell that.
And then what I did was roast it, just took a carrot and brushed it with oil and gave it a good roasting. And then that's like a wee and again, just a dirty carrot. And I've got to the point now where I just scrub a carrot. I don't even peel it anymore. Just scrub it, cut it in half, drizzle it with oil, and give it a good roast. And that, see that just as a vegetable? It's beautiful. And that goes in, John. So what the carrot does is it sort of ekes it out, so you're not using as much meat. So it's, you know, 350 grams of meat. We'll give you a really good two big trays of sausage. And then this is it all mixed up. And I mean, the thing about it is, if you don't like spices in this, don't put them in. Just put a bit of salt and pepper, and the carrots, maybe some onion, sure it'll be fine. And there's garlic in it, but and again, if you don't like garlic, leave it out. Okay, and then John, I've got ready roll puff pastry.
Lovely.
Nice. Everybody was disgusted here that I didn't make it.
Well,
but
it's so handy, and it's. I mean, I do pizzas with that now, and kind of.
Well, the only thing is, if you've ever made puff pastry, you'll understand why I bought it. Because it's rolling and folding and rolling and chilling. And then you fold some more and you roll some more and you dot in butter and you roll it again and you chill it. And then you take it out and you roll it again. Or you can just go to the, you know, and get... And
buy
even,
it,
honestly,
and
I've been really extra lazy and buying ready rolls.
So you see, I think I've finally given up on bacon because I think my hands are too warm. You feel my hands.
You have warm hands.
I have warm hands. So anytime I do anytime I lift pastry and I got it all, kind of goes to mush. And that's my excuse anyway. The recipes are going to be on the website for this as well.
You're working it too much.
No. Maybe.
Seriously, if you roll your hands on just under the cold water too, before you
do,
because you have naturally, hot hands.
And so you stuff
just nice sausage.
The minced lamb sausage.
Roll it over. Make sure that, you don't have to put too much. And then just take a fork and just crimp off the
edge.
You can crimp
the
them.
Edge.
You know, you can crimp. Now I was just run the fork. Run the fork down there and round like that there. Now, John, see, in an ideal world, I put them into the, cut them up and put them into the fridge and let
Before
them chill
them.
For a wee while, because pastry always comes up better if you chill it beforehand. So,
I would put it in the fridge to
chill it for about half an hour, probably.
John, just cut that up and then just into a pan. And you know what? Don't worry about the parchment paper or anything like that there. Just brush it with oil, because then you'd not get a soggy bottom.
Right.
If you put it in parchment, it sort of steams it. So just.
Or if you just put it on the grill, on the metal grill, that the air is getting up at the bottom of it, would that keep the bottom from getting soggy?
No. Oh, no. Fall and everything. You'd be hooking out the bits of pastry out of the grill.
You'd have to clean the oven again.
Sorry.
Or Katrina, Paul would have to clean the oven.
I mean,
I think that's a definite no to it.
Put it on a tray with no holes on it.
Okay, all right.
That's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
That's a lovely idea, but
not if you're training the oven.
Yeah. And then just for a dip to go with this, I've got some fresh mint, nice yogurt, and it's like a Greek style yogurt. There's a wee bit of chopped green chili there, I've got some mayonnaise in as well with the yogurt just to sort of season it. And then just chopped scallion. I mix that all up.
So that'll be like cool and spicy and
everything.
A bit of zing and a bit of crunch.
And a bit of mint. And then, like, you know what? You see, the thing about it is, it's an old classic, you know, mint and lamb.
Mint and lamb.
But
right,
it works lovely together. I mean, it's a classic for a reason. You know, all these things work. Like tomato and basil, it's beautiful together. Mm-hmm. So don't reinvent the wheel. This stuff works. It's not right.
Yeah.
So then you put those in the oven for about 20 minutes. And then...
Oh, you've them done. Mm-hmm. Good on you. Look at those.
There you are.
They look gorgeous.
Now, I have them done, John, and I let them cool down a wee bit.
Uh-huh.
Two reasons. So that you don't burn your mouth and
that's
you don't get indigestion.
Very good. Right? Good thinking.
Okay.
Good thinking.
That's
right.
It there.
Presenters, get the first. Go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
One for the host. There you are.
Right, and tasty and creamy. And a wee bit of spice from the lamb. That is delicious. And as you said, slightly less meat. Bumped out with the carrots.
That's
so
right, yeah. So it's actually really healthy.
Very healthy.
Thank you very much.
No, it is. And the thing about it is,
it's absolutely beautiful. And the mint works so well.
That's good.
That's
good.
Gorgeous.
See, next time I see you at any of the food festivals in Derry, you'll get a wee bit extra.
Well, you always do that on the way, Paul.
I know what I'm saying.
We need
to follow you around anywhere you are.
In the front row, wherever you go, in the front row, you're going to have Mary and Tony. That's brilliant. We're months away. Thank you very much, Paula.
Thank you, John.
Recipes on the website on our John Toll Show page, bbc.co.uk/radio.